No, because this is Mr. Sandman. This is just Mr. Sandman. Right?
Doesn't it jump into Young Gravy?
Well, of course it jumps into Young Gravy. He's a fucking legend.
Oh, I could handle that. Oh, it's a bit sour. It definitely needs like a sweet thing in there.
It's okay. For the sake of this episode that we're starting, this is Dick Van Mike Show 0.2.
Yep. You got that right.
We fucked up the first one. It's a good thing we didn't do 0.5.
No, 0.1 was our trial, and it was fucking garbage.
It was bad. Okay, so 0.2, Dick Van Mike Show. Welcome. Richard is drinking his first gin and tonic.
This episode is called Gin and Tonic.
Yeah, sure. Let's call it Gin and Tonic. So,
and it needs to be sweeter.
What do you mean sweeter?
It's like sour.
Do you like whiskey sours?
Like kinda, but not like not as much.
Real whiskey sour, not like that bullshit you get at the frickin' Hick bars, like with just bar lime and whiskey.
I've never like.
Your neighbor made you a whiskey sour. Remember, he brought them over, and then I couldn't have it because he told me there was egg white in it or egg yolk or whatever the hell.
Oh, yeah, those are delicious.
There's a whiskey sour. That's sour, isn't it? Is it sweet?
But that was like, I don't remember. That was so long ago.
It was a long time ago.
That was like.
Whatever happened to him? Is he good?
He's just in and out. Like, he lives in the city, comes up. Like, yeah, he's good as far as I know.
He was a G.
I mean, sure, he still is. I don't see him very much because he doesn't live at home anymore, but yeah.
Well, yeah, he was like 10 years older than us at the time, when we were like, what, 18, 19?
I think he's only like 5 years older.
Oh, really?
Yeah, even that.
He's got dad energy. He kind of does. No, think about it. He's in the backyard. Everybody's chilling. Oh, hey, surprise. Hey, you guys want a whole pitcher of margaritas that I just feel like making?
Oh, you meant that in a complimentary way.
Yeah,
not
no,
like
he's
an
sick.
Insulting way. Okay,
no.
Yes, I agree. Because he loved, like, I remember at one point he loved just, like, mixing drinks. And I don't know if that lasted or if that's still a thing for him. But he definitely, at one point, just, like, would be like, oh, yeah, like, I'll totally make some drinks. Just let me know. And it's like, all right, cool, man, let's do it. So, no, you're right. I will agree with you.
Yeah, dad energy. It's a good kind of dad energy.
He's like the cool dad, the irresponsible one.
You know, I really want to get better at making cocktails or mixed drinks or something. Because, like, I feel like. We just stick to the basics. Well, I mean, it's just beer and whiskey and Coke. Sometimes not even Coke, just straight ass whiskey.
I've been making this sick drink the past couple
with your apple weeks. With your apples.
Listen, I don't remember where I got this inspiration from, but it is pretty standard. I don't know what it's called, but I'm going to call it a apple ginger ale cinnamon whiskey.
You can't just list the ingredients.
I just list the recipe. Listen, you got your ice in a cup. You pour your Richard size
whiskey. You put the cup first or the ice first?
You put your cup and then your ice.
Okay, cup and then ice.
Cup and then ice. Then you pour a Richard quantity of whiskey.
So the whole cup?
Like half. Okay.
Okay.
You slice your apples super thin, like as thin as you can. Put them on like a toothpick. Drop it in the glass. Pour your ginger ale. Top it off with some cinnamon, as well as, if you want to be very fancy, if the apples on the stick weren't enough, you get the cinnamon sticks, crack it in half, and just give her.
You know what would be good in that,
and
too?
It's fucking delicious.
You want to know what would be good in that? And I'm going to lose you, I know, but it would be good. And if people listen to this, which we're going to have like, what, six listeners maybe?
That's optimistic, but what do you want to put in it?
I would say you do like a shot or a shot and a half of the cinnamon whiskey or whatever you're using. And then do a shot. Or
I forgot
a shot
to mention that's what it was. It's
Salted caramel.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you do like a shot or a shot and a half of that, and then you do another ounce of vanilla vodka.
Like you'd mix vodka and whiskey?
Yeah. And then you put your apple and stuff and ginger ale.
I'll try it, but
think about it.
I don't know.
Because I did make
I'm
did
not
make
sure
a
mixing is a good idea right at the beginning.
Just get it over with. But I did make a really good drink at the cottage a couple months ago, and it was called an apple pie on the rocks. And what it was vanilla vodka, apple juice, like real apple juice, not that concentrate shit. Like you get that Simply Apple, that cloudy brown ass diarrhea looking liquid.
Oh, like
that tastes
crush
like
an apple. Into
yeah,
your
basically.
Cup.
Yeah, like real apple juice, and then what was it? It was Fireball, cinnamon whiskey. I mean, Fireball, vanilla vodka, apple juice, and then you sprinkle a little bit of cinnamon and nutmeg on top of it.
I'm going to need you to... When I listen to this later, I'll get like a pen out and I'll write it down. I'll try it.
Vanilla vodka.
Okay.
Fireball.
Fireball.
Apple juice.
Apple juice.
A little bit of cinnamon and nutmeg on top. All or right. A cinnamon stick if you really want to get bougie.
Hey, you got to be fancy. You got to have the garnish.
What kind of fancy do you ever have? The drinks you make that even look fancy, they're before you have time to admire them, they're empty.
That's not the point.
It is the point. Think about Cosmos. When people would go for Cosmo Thursday, getting a nice discount martini, people are sipping them, thinking they're classy, they're having a nice time on the patio, and what are we doing?
I didn't start that.
We're getting them in plastic cups, and we're shooting them by the dozen. Like...
I didn't start
some
that.
Some nights, literally by the dozen.
I didn't... It wasn't... I forget who brought it to the table. I forget which one of our friends was like, oh, yeah, they do this. And I was like sitting there going like...
No, they don't do this. It's a martini.
Well, okay, they don't do it the way we did it. But they're like, oh, they have $4 Cosmos at our local bar. And I was like, okay, but like... And they're like, no, trust me. All right. I'll see you there.
And then it turned into the worst night every week.
And then, like, when they came to the table, they're like, oh, yeah, no, you don't sip it. I'm like, the fuck do you mean you don't sip it? You chug it? They're like, yeah. Okay. I'm like, all right. 15 later. Like.
And then we'd look at our bills going, oh, it's going to be so bad. And it's like $38. And you're like.
Yeah, you get 10. It's 40 bucks.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And.
You don't remember how much you spent, but you know it was 40 bucks.
You know
it
wasn't a lot.
So it was good. Yeah.
And I believe that was also cheap beer night too. So domestic bottles were like $3 or less.
Oh my god, yeah.
So like if you got like you five get, and five, you were like
you're
doing
good.
All right.
You're,
I think
yeah.
That's yeah, like 30 and change.
You gotta, you're gonna math?
35?
I don't know.
I can't math.
Yeah, it's 30. Yeah. If it was $3, it'd be 35.
All right.
If you get five beers and five Cosmos. Plus a tip though. You know what I mean? Oh, so how you been, Richard? It's been a little while since we recorded one of these.
Yeah, so I guess I should tell a story.
Yeah, all right. Story time.
Should
I get another theme song? We need transitionary, like a chime bell. You have a chime tree in here, don't you?
What's that?
The chime thing? That thing in, what's it called? In music class in high
school? I had one, but I don't have it anymore.
Oh,
but anyways,
I was
going to
say that'd be nice. Story time with Richard.
Story time? Yeah. Maybe we'll work on that. So I had, how do I phrase it? I fake had COVID for a week.
Yeah.
I had fake COVID for a week.
So it might still be a myth. I'm not going to rise that up. We're going to have
no,
an
upright.
No,
it is. I mean, my case is a myth, but we're not going to talk about our opinion on the severity of the virus. I'm just going to say that I was lied to by public health.
Attaboy. All right, story time. Let's go. I'm ready.
So I'll try and keep my names out of this and the people I'm close to, but short story, if you know me, part of what I do for work is occasionally I service equipment in hospitals or install and deliver alongside one of my closest friends. So we went to a hospital, it's far from us, and they had an outbreak. I'm not going to say the numbers or anything. I don't want people to look it up. So we went out and thought, shit, maybe we should get tested. We called public health beforehand, and they said to us, you have to monitor your symptoms for 10 days from when you thought you were exposed. So we're like, okay, that's reasonable, but we still want to get a test in case we have to go to other hospitals, and we don't want to be the guys that are passing around. So I can't speak for his case, but he got a questionable positive. Because it was already like around him, his family and friends or whatever, someone had it and it linked to him and they don't know how long it stays in your system. So it could have been a false positive. It could have been legit. We're banking on false because every single person around us tested negative except for him and I. Now, when I say except for him and I actually was negative, but I got a call days before my actual results were posted online. For anyone that hasn't had it, you can actually check your results online after you take your test. So I checked online, nothing. One day I got a call, said, you're positive. You have to isolate for the rest of your timeline, which is 3 or 4 days by the point I found out. So I was already like 11 days into this. Anyways, so I gave up. But a few people in my life needed me to have a negative result, so I went and got tested again. Between that phone call In that second test, I checked the first 2 days after the phone call. There was still nothing posted online, so I gave up, didn't follow up with that, and just assumed that that was truth. Then the second test, I went to check my results. I saw my first results were negative. So I took a week off of work. My family, close friends, coworkers took like time off work because of me, all because public health fucked up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Oh man, that's like a really condensed version of the story. I won't go into like all the branches, but
you should
like,
be entitled to one complimentary month of CERB, no taxes.
At least a week.
A week of CERB. What's that gonna be, like $80?
At the rate this country is
send you a couple bags of beef jerky and a case of beer and tell you to enjoy yourself.
A couple beaver tails and poutines.
Eh? What about that? That sounds pretty swell, don't you know?
Yeah, so I had fake COVID.
Attaboy. How was it? Were you wheezing? Were you leaking from your eyes?
It's funny because I said to the girl, and I'm like, are you sure I'm... I actually can't remember if it was a girl who called me, but they're like, oh, so are you feeling any symptoms? I'm like, no, I have to do this for work every day. I have to do like a little survey.
Mm.
Are you feeling any of the symptoms? Have you been out of the country? Blah, blah, blah. The basic questions that I think... they're asking across the world now.
Yeah, pretty much. You've been out of the country. You've been in contact with somebody close that's been exposed to
her. I said to her no, and she said, okay, you're asymptomatic. I'm like, okay. So I didn't have any symptoms, but man, that was a week.
It's more common than you think, actually, too. Apparently, it's almost like half of the cases are completely asymptomatic, which is what's raising a lot of people's alarms.
Well, I don't know the exact numbers. I don't want to speak to stats because I'm usually a pretty stats-driven guy, and I want to make sure to get it right. So I don't know what it is, but I know that the chances of you getting a positive when you are a negative is it a false positive that is super low, but a false negative is really high?
I think so.
So you could get tested negative and actually have it because it takes so long to get into your like symptoms or to your system.
Well, I think what they were saying too is like to actually catch it if you're not wearing a mask and you're like standing having a conversation with somebody is you have to be like in conversation range with somebody and like continuously for like 15 minutes without a mask, I think. And that's like to build up enough to actually contract the virus.
Yeah. So what they say, actually, the way they base it off when you call your public health or depending on who you talk to, because they all give you different advice, but the people that general consensus,
wow. That was good. Third time's a charm.
Was like less than 6 feet apart, no mask for more than 5 minutes.
Is it 5 or 15?
Well, I heard 15, I heard 10, and I heard 5.
Oh, okay.
So we'll let's say 5. Go like
10.
Let's go for 10 for an average, but 5, like, worst case scenario.
Yeah. If you're having a good conversation with somebody with no mask on and they've got COVID, your odds are you're probably going to get it. Unless it's like a, hey, as a family. All right, good. See ya.
Yeah. Like, you're not going to get it in the grocery store.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're like sucking on a lemon, putting it back, and somebody else comes and sucks on your infected lemon.
Yeah.
I haven't done that in years, though.
I haven't done it recently. I haven't slobbered
not with
all
COVID.
Over.
COVID. I'm not going to go lick people's fruit.
I haven't slobbered on the fruit in the grocery store in some time now. Not in.
I like the fruit flavored wax. It's nice.
I'm not like not digging this.
You're not digging the gin and tonic.
No, it's like too sour.
It tastes like lemony hairspray. But like a good lemony hairspray.
Like a bad lemony hairspray. It tastes like lemony hairspray.
It's just because it doesn't have whiskey. That's why you don't like it.
I don't put tonic in my whiskey either.
Well, I would hope you don't put tonic in your whiskey because that wouldn't be very good.
Yeah, obviously. So, gin and tonic, I need to add something to it. Something a bit more sweet.
You're
something
supposed to have a spritz
sour.
of lime on it, like in it, and then put the lime wedge.
Something citrusy would definitely like to boost it up. I know it already sort of tastes
I mean,
like
in a
that,
gin
but...
martini, you put like an orange peel twist in it.
Right? Yeah, well, I'm not that fancy.
No, but you're talking about your freaking cinnamon stick whiskey.
It's you know, Christmas time. You got to get into the spirit.
Don't just do eggnog and too much rum like everybody else.
Well, that's also on the table.
Yeah. I actually, you know what? I did try... Last holiday season, I tried eggnog for the first time. I was able to find vegan eggnog. Well, my girlfriend,
you didn't poop.
My girlfriend found me vegan eggnog. You know what? For the longest time, I expected it to taste like eggs. It tastes like Juicy Fruit. It does. It tastes like original Juicy Fruit.
Like the gum?
Yeah, like the gum. Like it's fruity. Why is it fruity? Is it not fruity? Is it not supposed to be fruity?
I don't. You know, I haven't had it this year yet, to be honest.
What does your eggnog taste like?
I don't know, like eggnog. That. Oh, it's fine. Vibration. The vibration's okay. Won't be picked up that much. It's when you start hitting the table. That's why I had to, like, mute the springs.
Yeah, but the springs are good now.
Yeah, now with the tissue paper wrapped
what
in
is,
tape.
Okay, what is your eggnog? Does it not taste fruity? Is it not supposed to? Is that just vegan eggnog?
You know, I might be tripping, but I think you're tripping. Because I haven't
had
it.
That's what vegan eggnog tasted like.
I haven't had it in like a year.
That's what eggless eggnog tastes like. It's like Juicy Fruit.
Okay. So I think I'm going to have to go home tonight or just tomorrow night and have an eggnog and just.
Get at it.
Yeah.
Pitter patter. Let's get at her.
You know what? That's one thing I'm going to Google. The description.
What does Juicy Fruit taste? Oh, not Juicy Fruit. Now I got it stuck in my head. I'm going to have to chew a piece. Oh. This polar wave that we're going through, can I complain about that for a second? The fact that usually
melted ice cream, there you go.
What that's kind of ice cream? Jalapeno? Paprika? These are all ice creams that exist.
What are
they are?
What are you drinking?
Gin and tonic.
No. The eggnog.
It's vegan eggnog.
All right. Well,
it's eggless eggnog because eggnog actually has like what? It's got like whole milk and egg in it, doesn't it?
This is the first thing on Google. A glass of eggnog actually literally tastes like melted ice cream in a glass that's somehow hugging your throat as you drink it.
That's somebody
so descriptive.
Somebody's way too passionate about their eggnog. Oh, I just want to go home after a long day's work and just have a sip of eggnog. It's going to hug my stomach and just fill me with warm holiday feelings. And then maybe I'll have too many and I'll scream at my family.
God.
And then end up at Cheesecake Factory. Like Step Brothers.
I mean,
I'm going to Cheesecake Factory. You reek like cheesecake and whiskey.
Yeah. I haven't seen that movie in time. I'm not a movie buff. Like, I used to watch a lot of movies, but like, people just quote movies around me, and I have no idea.
I could probably give you the entire script front to back of Step Brothers. Like, it's so good.
All I remember is, like, the scene when he plays the drums. And it's like, hey, did you play my drums? No, I was watching Cops. Like, I know that Cops doesn't come on until 4.
Why are you so sweaty? I was watching Cops. Did you touch my drum kit? No, I didn't touch your drum kit. Really? Because it kind of seems like somebody touched my drum kit.
He's like measuring with his fingers. Like the.
That's what you do probably when you set up your drum kit.
No, I keep it in a blanket. It's right behind you.
Yeah, I know I keep it in a blanket. But what if I went and moved everything around?
Physically, if you moved it around, I would notice.
Yeah.
But I'm not really good enough at drums to.
You're not really good enough at many instruments.
No, I'm terrible.
You're perfectly mediocre.
All I have is the place to practice.
Just enough so that when people have had 6 beers, your music sounds good and they're able to dance.
Yeah, yo, we sound so good the more they drink. Like, the more the audience drinks,
I think that's
we sound excellent.
That's the consensus on most bands.
Like, if small town local bands, sure,
if
yeah.
If you can find a band these days that can perform and sound absolutely identical to their studio, that's not me this time.
That was me. That's like most bands I try to listen to, though. Like, A Day to Remember, friggin' perfect every time I've seen them.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They are pretty good. I haven't actually seen them live, though, since, like, when we were in high school and we went.
Oh, that was still good, though.
We left school early, spent 4.5 hours basically on a bus, had Hero Burger until we couldn't walk anymore, and then watched a concert.
Did we have Hero Burger?
Yeah, we did. We got Hero Burger. That was my first Hero Burger experience. And I remember you screamed at me while we were walking in there. You're like, you never had fucking Hero Burger? So good.
Are you sure? Because I don't know if that was my... That might have been my first.
Was it you or like the other guy we were there with? I almost name dropped. I stopped myself.
Was he with us too?
Him and his girlfriend.
Right.
All 4 of us went, remember?
Right, and we were behind that Bob Marley guy.
Yeah, and then the guy got stage dove all the way down the 300 levels because we were broke high school students.
We were in the 100s. At the,
were we in the
100s? Yeah, I was at the... What's it called now? Rogers Center? No, no, that's the Sky Dome. Air Canada Center.
Yeah, but it's like isn't that the Scotiabank Center now?
I get confused.
I mean, they're tearing down the place where the Leafs play. They're tearing down the Sky Dome.
Because they're rebuilding it, aren't they?
They're building a new one, but not like anything like the Sky Dome, and they're building like something enormous.
Well, I think they're using half of it for condos or businesses or something, and then they're they're downsizing, I think.
Well, I mean, you don't really need it. Like, the only team that plays in the Sky Dome anymore is the Blue Jays.
Yeah, and then the Winter Classic, if they even do it in Toronto.
But the Winter Classic is usually, like, ideally it's outdoor. Like, they would do it in Nathan Phillips Square.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Winter Classic is usually outdoors.
Well, I know it's outdoors. I thought they opened the roof for it.
I mean, they probably could, but they have Nathan Phillips Square right there.
Yeah, I'm not a big hockey guy.
Yeah, I can tell.
My brother, though, he knows, like, everything.
Get him over here.
Like, you hear, oh, news.
Skinny Richard.
You want news?
Yeah.
I'll try and keep it polite. Vancouver Canucks.
Okay.
Do you know what their logo is? Can you picture it?
The shark sea?
It's the sea with the orca or shark coming out of it. Yeah. It's an orca, technically.
Why would they
it's
be
It's kind of
the...
designed oh, okay. in, like, a tribal sort of... It's the face is kind of tribal.
Yeah, kind of.
So
yeah.
They're calling it cultural appropriation, like, for native stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, is that their only thing, or is that now that everybody is offended by everything that they're just deciding?
Everyone's just offended by everything.
Yeah, did you see what the big announcement Marvel made a couple days ago?
Oh, about Star-Lord?
He's
bi or something?
Openly bisexual in the new comic book. He has, like, a three-way with a big alien ripped guy and, like, another girl.
Listen, I don't get it. I have no problem with any of that shit. This, but, like, what's it?
You
what's
can't
the
just change
to...
something to make people happy now. Because they just had two movies where he was... stupid in love with Gamora.
Okay, but not only
Did
that.
He
not? Not only that. Okay, so that is part of it. Like, that's a thing. So he was, like,
yeah.
totally straight,
yeah.
quote unquote.
And then all of a sudden it's just...
Whether he's bi, it doesn't matter to me unless he specifically goes and has some sort of love affair or relationship with a dude. But otherwise, it's irrelevant.
Exactly.
It's like...
Unless they're going to add that in, but I don't think they're going to do a third one.
Like there was a group that was given Disney shit saying that in the next Star Wars, they need to have a transgender Jedi. And it's like,
First of all,
Jedi are not supposed to have relations to begin with.
Yeah. They're like priests with lightsabers.
Yeah.
They're priests that can cut people in half.
So what is the benefit to the storyline? Like, I'm not against that idea. If you want to throw something in there that just, like, flows with the story, but if it's irrelevant to the story, why?
I mean, we're going to take a lot of flack for this if this episode actually gets popular, but it's not, we're not saying it's a bad thing to be transgender, but you don't need to throw it into everything so that you're not offended.
Yeah.
The movie will be just as good without a transgender.
Exactly. No one watches Star Wars for the love relationships.
Look at what happened to Ghostbusters. We're going to do an all-female Ghostbusters. Melissa McCarthy.
Did anyone watch that?
It was bad.
I never
watched
it.
It's not that it was a female cast. It was a bad movie.
See, it's like they're doing a female 007
as well. Because they tried too hard.
They're doing a female 007. And my idea with that is...
It wouldn't be 007 anymore.
That's his
identification
number. Why don't you just make a chick who's a super spy, who's badass, and make her own
Kim
Possible?
Hit me up with a live-action Kim Possible. I will be the first in line to watch that.
Or, like, make a new one. Just be like, this chick is fucking badass... She's like,
look at Charlie's
like 007
Angels.
Level. Yeah, Charlie. There you go.
Charlie's Angels is dope.
I haven't seen it since I was like really young, but
yeah,
that is like
Kill Bill.
That was that. Yeah,
Kill
those
Bill
are both,
was dope.
Those are both quote unquote woke movies.
Those were. Why are you gonna do that for? Are we appealing to a younger audience now?
Isn't that the word? That's
woke?
What we're supposed to use.
I don't
you're
know
like,
what woke means.
When you're so progressive,
I had to ask my girlfriend and my younger siblings what clout was.
Oh, that's like
it sounds like
being
a shitty
popular
fish.
And shit, right?
Oh, fuck. I was coming for salmon. I just caught a bunch of clout.
But that means like popular and like trying to
yeah.
get
well,
exposure
you're out
and
for
shit.
The clout. Yeah, you're just trying to do it for the clout. You're
like
doing it for the popularity.
Every single Instagram influencer.
Everybody
is
dating
to get
a celebrity. That's not a celebrity.
Right. See, I
doing it for the clout.
So I do use that relatively correct.
Yeah.
I remember I had to ask
if
my
I were
brother.
To, if I were to try to get famous on TikTok by shitting in like a public park or something, I'm doing that. I'm shitting for the clout.
I remember I had to ask my brother what clutch meant.
Like the purse?
No. But I also didn't know that when I was first told too.
You don't know what a
clutch... Here I am like a car guy going like, yeah, it's the thing that separates the engine and transmission. And they're like, no, like it's like this handbag. Or in my the case with my brother, he's like, I don't know, it means like a good thing.
Coming in clutch?
Coming in clutch. I'm like, okay, whatever.
I don't understand this anymore. What happened to sauce? Remember when we were in high school? Everything was sauce. Yo, sauce me that. Yo, what's up, Rich Sauce? Yeah. Yo, I'm gonna slap you with my fucking sauce, bro.
There is, like, I don't know, slang's always been weird. The thing with me with slang is I always use it. And I like to think I'm using it sarcastically, but I think I use it too much to claim I'm using it sarcastically.
I've caught myself numerous times, and I've also been caught by my girlfriend multiple times just slipping fam into sentences now, and it makes me really upset. Because
at the beginning, we were both using that as a joke.
Yeah, but now it's like a routine to say that.
It's like we've used it so much that it's not a joke anymore, and I feel like an idiot for it.
Yeah. Like, it's awful. And look what slang has done to daddy. When a little kid, if I have a daughter and she like starts speaking one day and comes down the stairs and goes, "Hi, daddy," I'm going to go,
"No, father."
No.
It's father.
Father, sir, or just call me by my first name. Like, I don't even care anymore. Especially since that Halloween trend was a thing when that became popular and everyone was like, they were dressing up as like a boyfriend and girlfriend. And they were like a priest and a nun. And it was like, she usually calls me father, but tonight she calls me daddy.
Yeah.
And you're like, like, it's just.
I dig couples costumes. I don't dig that.
That's no. First of all, they're breaking their holy vows.
Yeah, it's not pure at all.
It's not pure.
It's not pure.
It's bad.
It's a sin. Yeah. It's a moral sin.
Satan's looking up and going, yeah, this is what I wanted. Yeah.
They messed up.
Keep doing it. And then you got places like, was it Ohio or is it Colorado that just legalized all drugs or decriminalized?
I don't know, but I don't know what dumbass thought that was a good idea.
No, decriminalized all drugs.
So like you can just like shoot up on the street
like how here we can walk down the street smoking a joint. They can just like fire up a crack rock in the middle of the road.
What? Like why?
I mean, I don't know if that's.
I feel like there's some stipulation that we're missing there.
I think decriminalized is more like a possession kind of thing. Like if you're pulled over and you have like crack. Like they don't give a shit what you do behind closed doors, but if you're smoking meth on the sidewalk, then it's probably probably bad.
It's probably like booze here where you can't like walk down the street and drink a beer.
Yeah. But like if you get pulled over and there's like a crack rock in your back seat, like in a cup holder or something, it's probably not a charge anymore. But I mean, still, it's that's what the hell.
Bonkers.
Yeah. And they have, what's it called? Vending machines now in the East Coast. I think it was Moncton, New Brunswick. Now has vending machines where you could buy crack and meth pipes and clean needles.
Are you sure about this?
I'm 100% sure.
I'd love to see a fact check on that one, but
I will show you.
Oh boy.
Oh God, everything is rolling all over the place. Okay, we're going to do some fact checking Moncton.
See, the thing is, like, you know, like, I feel like I don't need to say this, but I'm not like a drug user, right? Like,
I mean, no.
Like, I'm probably the last person that you can think of who's going to be like, oh, shoot up.
Meth pipes and clean needles, new kind of vending machines arrive in Moncton. Kits for safe drug use and safer sex, free and 24/7.
Free.
Ensemble.
So I'm paying for this.
Yeah. Our taxes are paying for them to get crack needles. Do you put crack in needles? I think you can.
I have no fucking idea.
Google, how do you do crack?
We live in such a safe area in the world.
People are probably smoking.
I've never even seen that shit.
People are probably
in front
smoking
of me.
Horse shit in this town, like for house.
No, man, we live in like the safest place in the world. I've never seen crack in my life.
I mean, I don't want to see crack.
Neither do I. And I'm happy I haven't. But like to say like to use it safely, like that's not. When have you ever met a person? It's like meeting an alcoholic or like a smoker, and every single one is like, "Don't do that. It's bad for you."
I mean, I've watched enough Beyond Scared Straight to listen to the criminals say, "I did this and it ruined my fucking
life." That's
one
where they bring kids into the prison.
Yeah. The ones with like juvenile issues and like all this stuff, and they're like screaming at their mom and beating the shit out of the kid on the jungle gym.
Right. The shit kids going to prisons to set them straight.
I was kind of a shit kid. Not that shit.
No,
like,
we were like, I mean, if you're going to compare us to that, like we were amazing. We were top notch, like fucking top tier, like
privileged. We're going back to BuzzFeed.
Well, I talked about it last time, but I mean, I won't get into that again. It'll come up in the future, I'm sure.
We should do that on the show at some point.
Like literally live do the test.
We should do live like BuzzFeed quizzes. BuzzFeed. Sponsor us, BuzzFeed.
No.
Okay, don't. Never mind.
Because we're not going to do them justice.
But Jameson, on the other hand.
Oh, yeah. Jameson, sponsor.
Hit us up.
I'll drink it every show. I mean, that's probably what I'm going
to
do anyways.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Do you really need a sponsorship to do that?
No. I forget how many types of Jameson there are now, but I have now four types.
I think
I haven't even opened.
Maybe five or six.
I think there's six, because there's the coffee one that's kind of new.
There's the cold brew.
Yeah, the coffee
Jameson,
one.
Jameson. Normal.
Caskmates.
There's the stout edition.
Yep, which is almost the same as Caskmates.
Black Barrel.
Black Barrel, that's when you got me.
And then what's the sixth one?
Is
there another one? Or is there just the five?
I don't remember. I feel like there is, but I could be wrong.
I feel like people are going to think we're alcoholics, considering half of our conversation entails alcohol. We're not alcoholics, we're alcohol enthusiasts. There's a difference. And hey, I learned that from my very wise amigo up in Norway, if this ever reaches you. Dope dude.
Oh, the guy you met at school.
Yeah, he was sick.
Norway, I remember you telling me about him.
Norway sounds lit. And they all wear suits all the time for some reason.
I could dig it.
And they're like nice tailored suits.
Oh, yeah.
Not like that baggy bullshit that we got here.
No, I make sure that, like, I don't fuck around when I buy suits.
I mean, I don't know if I would ever even buy a suit yet. Like, I don't need
a
suit.
Do you not own one?
I do, but it's not nice.
I have like three.
It's not nice.
I don't even wear them.
I have a suit, and it's like the $89.99 one that you get at like Designer Depot.
See, I love nice clothes. I mean, unfortunately, this year I haven't been able to wear them like next to at all. I think I've worn like a jacket maybe twice, but I'm
not even wearing a coat yet, and it's like negative 20 out there.
I'm talking about like a suit jacket or a sport coat.
Oh, I wear sport coats. I could dig a sport coat.
But like that's the nicest I've gone this calendar year, I think.
That's like the nicest I've gotten in a long time since like I didn't even wear a blazer to our friend's wedding last year?
Well, you still had the vest.
I looked snazzy as shit in that vest.
Yeah. We all looked fucking good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
It's
and I liked how I was reverse colors from you guys. It was cool.
It was perfect.
It was.
It was. Because
you guys had what? The red shirts?
We had
the black?
Red shirts, black ties, black jackets.
And I had black shirt, red tie.
Was the girl wearing black dress or red dress? I can't remember.
She was wearing black.
Black, yeah. So we all matched.
And I had black shirt, red tie, black vest.
Yeah.
It's lit.
Wait, did you have a black shirt or a white shirt?
Black shirt.
Okay. You're right.
I don't like white shirts. I'm Italian. I sweat a lot, and then I'm going to turn fucking, like, yellow. It's nasty. Get something that hides everything.
So we can change this into, like, a suit-wearing, whiskey-drinking podcast.
I mean, I don't know if I'm going to sit here in a suit, because I...
No.
Even 2 minutes in a suit, and I want to rip it off.
Really?
I hate suits.
See, I love them.
They're so... They're mobility-restricting.
Yeah, but you just feel so powerful.
You don't feel powerful.
Oh,
what are you,
man,
Barney Stinson?
Oh, no, yes. Yes. Like... If all you guys, when we were going to the bar, if any of you guys was like, yo, suit up, I would be for it. Like,
I mean, that could happen.
I would send 110%.
I say we do that when this whole quarantine bullshit virus is over. We'll all just go to the bar in suits.
Don't need to convince me.
Damn.
Every time, like, I don't know if you even remember the times this has happened. Like, when I've come back from a nicer event or come back from a wedding and gone to the bar to meet you guys because you were already there, and I show up. The attention you get from like the stranger, like of the strangers, like the guy, like even like guys,
yeah,
girls,
you
all
look
above,
dapper.
Guys will be like, oh man, you look good. And, like, you just like sit there and you feel so powerful. You're like, oh man, this is great.
Yeah, but my
confident
suits are
like
ass. So I'm going to walk in there and they're going to go, oof, somebody fucking went to the discount bin at Walmart.
I find the average person can't tell.
When they're baggy, like, you could tell when it doesn't fit like a
nice
suit.
Yeah, if it doesn't fit, but.
It fits, but it doesn't fit like a nice suit. You know what I mean? Like, those
exactly
nice suits, they, like, hug you. Even if you're a fat Italian piece of garbage like me, it makes you look good. It gives you body lines and biceps that you didn't have before. And I know it because...
Always makes your shoulders look
my
good.
My coat is tailored, and that coat is so nice. That's a nice-ass coat.
See, I'm just fortunate they actually have something in my size, especially for jackets.
Well, yeah, they just have to cut, like, a carpet or something for you.
A runner rug. That's what they do.
For those of you who don't know, Richard's waist size is 16, but his pant leg is a 48.
I mean, that's a little of an exaggeration. It's like
it's a tiny
20 by 40. But, you know.
It's not 20 by 40. You're chubbier than me, Mr. McDouble.
No, I am. It depends on the it depends on the pants, man. Like, I could be like a 32, 34 waist, but I'm definitely a 36 or more long.
I mean, I'm just like a 33 across the board.
I wish nice I was like I wish I was like 2-3 inches shorter.
Yeah, Italians are all gut. We don't have much body variation after that.
And tall and large stores, not my friends. It's because you got to be both. You can't be either. It's not like they have
they
a tall
have
section
tall.
And a fat section. They have like a, you are enormous. You're like Andre the Giant or like you don't belong
here. You're Andre
here.
The Giant or you're in the wrong store. Yeah.
Like you got to be
why?
Tall and fat. You can't, not even fat. I shouldn't say fat. That's wrong.
Big. You're a big dude.
Bigger than me.
Yeah.
On at least one dimension. Because
I mean, based on your actual body build, you should be 5'6".
Yeah. I should be like, for my height, I should be a lot bigger than I am.
Yeah.
I remember when I was getting like a physical and they were like weighing me on the thing. And the guy was like, you might want to work out a little bit, gain some muscle mass on you. I'm like, yeah, thanks. I think I realized that.
Yeah, thanks.
Looking
yeah.
at Skeletor in the mirror here.
Yeah. Aren't you the one that keeps telling me that you're stronger than you look? That's like your biggest, that's your go-to thing.
Well, I think I am. I mean, you worked with me. I lifted stone for like
We lifted stone for 3 years together every summer.
Well, you were like
two, I was on the summers.
One and a half or two.
That was like 3 years, but broken. Like you were like always there. And
yeah.
I would just like show up for like a few months and then.
Yeah, I did that. And I went back to see him recently because I had to get a piece for home. And I was like struggling. I'm like, oh, damn, this has escaped me. I no longer have that strength.
It. You know what?
You really got to keep up with working
now
out.
That
it's
I,
a shame.
I know. It makes me sad. Considering quarantine hit, now I'm just like fucking 20 pounds heavier and I have no desire to go anywhere.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't have the desire to go in the first place.
If
but
Skip
like,
the Dishes and Uber Eats was in this town, I would just be so overweight.
Yeah, it'd be bad, wouldn't it?
It would be. Think about all the times you want McDonald's, but you're like, oh, but I don't want to go up and drive there.
Or pizza. That's been my, like, kryptonite.
Yeah, we have pizza right here, and it's amazing, that new place.
Again, Donald's is too, so you just, Uber Eats is like, whatever. Get me pizza as well.
Everything. We need Postmates in Canada.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what Postmates is? So Postmates is the thing they have in the States, and it's essentially Uber Eats, but for literally whatever you want. Like you could
oh,
go
it's
on
just a delivery service.
You go on Postmates and say like, "I need a pack of cigarettes and I need this card, and then pick up my pizza." And
so is it like
grab
a guy
everything.
That just gets a list and has to go shopping for you?
Yeah, basically.
Do the stores like do the shopping, or does the guy have to go in and like pick it out?
It might be. I don't know. Maybe if they have like participating supermarkets and stuff have like a terminal like Uber Eats stuff does here, and they get like an order and then they go and gather it, and then somebody just comes and picks up a bag for you. But like people like send people, they send them to Starbucks, they'll send them to pick up their prescriptions from the drugstore and stuff. Like it's ridiculous.
Interesting. Yeah, I got a hey, there's a business opportunity for anyone listening.
Yeah,
don't have that
do
in
it.
Canada.
Hit
Hook
us
up
with Postmates. And if this does reach Postmates in the US and somebody that works there,
perfect time too.
Hook us
COVID,
up.
COVID, a guy just drops on your doorstep
yeah.
and fucks off and you're done. You don't have to go shopping.
I need milk, potatoes,
and toilet paper.
And then they're going to give you a call and say, sorry, there's no toilet paper. I had to fight some old woman and she punched me in the face and stabbed me with her fucking cane and took the last pack and told me to go fuck myself.
It's like Black Friday sales.
It is. People were getting beat up the first time this happened. But now apparently the panic buying is not so bad. Other than that, or it's just being masked
See,
by the fact that
I did the panic buying before the last lockdown that we had. And I realized that I was like, in that moment, as I went to the checkout and saw how much like it was total, won't say the number, but it was
scary.
A lot more than the average grocery
yeah.
shopping. And I was like, damn, I'm one of those.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like extreme couponers, but like for no reason.
Man, some of those fucking coupon moms, bro, they like walk out of there with the store owing them money.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. I've walked in, like I'm not walked in. I'm acting like I've done this before. I like actually got shown that show maybe a few months ago. And, like, the fact that they can do, like, a $600 grocery shopping and walk out of there paying, like, 18 cents is, like, baffling to me.
Like, I mean, good on them. But, like,
But
do
at the
you
same
have
time,
anything any other hobbies?
They're all like shitty people though. At the same time too,
like
they
Karens?
Are. They are. They're all like that, and they'll be like, they're already like into the where the store owes them money or owes them free stuff, and they're going like, why didn't you scan that one? They go, oh, well, this one only says, like, one per customer. And they'll go into this whole spiel saying, like, oh, all this stuff, and it doesn't matter, and it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Scan it. I want my free shit. Like, they're already, like, they're getting snubbed for something.
Bro, if I was the cash guy there, I'd fucking walk away. Like, how long do they spend
just
the
like,
cash? Like,
you
an
know
hour?
You have enough coupons to not pay for this. What do you need me for? Just fucking drop them all on the counter and get out. Go home and fucking roll around in it. I don't know what the hell you're going to do with 18 bags of fucking chips there, Linda. But, like...
I don't know. Like, I seen that once, and this lady, like... But you spend time at the cash. Like, you're holding up a line.
Well, yeah, because they're scanning, and then they're getting that specific item, and then there you go. And then you got to read it and say, okay, this one doesn't have one per customer, and you got to scan it again and take the whole other thing and scan it, put it in a bag. Like, you're, like, sifting through shit. It's a freaking process.
And they have binders. They have binders of coupons like I have magic cards.
You know what also, while we're on this like shopping in line thing, and this isn't jumping around topics. I know that's what I did in 0.1, but this is actually related. You know what I fucking hate? You know what really grinds my gears?
Grinds your gears what?
When you go Tell into me. Like a convenience store or something, and there's obviously a lineup of people, and you're like third back or something, and there's like one person behind you. Like there's like 5-6 people in line to get like a bag of chips and like a pack of smokes or something like that. And there's one person at the counter with a fucking stack of like 80 lottery tickets going through that shit. And then when they have to get their new ones, they sit there and meticulously try to plan out which one they're going to take out of the fucking rack like it matters. You're not going to win anyway. You're going to walk out of there owing them $40 for all these tickets and you're going to have won like $6.
I got one better. You know what I can't stand?
What?
People that buy lottery tickets.
I've tried... But it's never like most of the time I forget about it and end up scanning them 3 weeks after the freaking like jackpot's been given away. And I know that I haven't won.
Can't you do that though? Can't you hold on to it for like a year or something?
You can, but it's for that specific draw.
See, I don't even care to know how it works. I really don't.
But the only reason
I
do that is
the chance of winning is like apparently like it's
you have,
easier to get struck by lightning.
You have more of a chance of getting hit in the head by a coconut and dying than winning the lottery.
So
and
like,
we live in Toronto.
If I ever got hit in the head with a coconut, I might be like, you know what? Let's get one.
It might make you normal height.
Yeah, really. I just squish me down a bit. Like,
I wish stuff worked like cartoons. Sometimes.
Yeah, right.
Richard's too tall. You'd spring around like a slinky for a
it's
couple
like
minutes.
Fred Flintstone like, with yeah, the exactly. fucking bat on.
Oh my god! No, but that does piss me off. Like the times that I'm going to work or something, and I'm just trying to go in there for like
you just want to pay your gas,
an energy drink, and like pay for my gas. And go to work like a normal person. There's somebody like, oh, well, can I get...
And why are you doing this at 6:30 or 7 in the morning?
Can I get a Cash for Life button? I don't want these ones. Do you have newer ones?
I want the third from the top.
I like the purple ones while I'm scratching them with my corners. Like, I hate it. I fucking hate it so bad. And I want to, there's a couple people, I will give it to them, when they turn around and see that there's a line, they'll say, no, everybody, like, you guys go first, because you're going to be quick, like, I'm going to be
well,
here
they're
for
just decent
bit.
People.
Yeah, they're decent people, but the ones that, and they always look back. They always look, and they always know there's a line. Like, they'll just turn around and go, oh, look, there's...
They're
oh,
getting off on it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people here. Yeah, I'll take, which one would you suggest that I buy? And you're going, can you fucking pick something to waste your money on so I can pay for my gas? That's enough of my rant. I'm done.
I don't think a lot of people are going to disagree with you, though.
It's awful.
It is.
It is. It's awful. It's absolutely awful. Or when you're, like, in line at the Express at a supermarket, and you're just trying to get some, like, oh, I just need stuff to make sandwiches for tomorrow when I go to work or something. And you're, like, in line for Express, and there's, like, somebody with, like, 4 items, and then there's somebody with 6 items, then you could see that there's somebody that clearly has, like, fucking 80 items in their buggy, and they're still in line for Express.
Oh, yeah, I can't stand that neither.
Because that happens in our freaking local, like, supermarket all the goddamn
because
time.
Because they don't say no. All you gotta be is like, hey, you know, you have more than, I don't know what it is, 10, 12
it's
items.
Supposed to be 12, 10
Can
to 12
you
items,
please
something like that.
Go to the other line where there is nobody
but
else.
But they don't want to go there because there's like, oh, there's another person I have to wait for, and they also have freaking 80 items. It's like, well,
see,
yeah, that's what that fucking aisle's for.
I always feel so bad. If I have like if a guy's coming up and he's just gonna buy like a sandwich for lunch, I'm always just like, buddy, go. Like,
well, like, yeah, because
knows,
we're decent people. I do
wants.
The same thing.
He's on his lunch break. I'm just like, buddy, just
guy's
go.
Got half an hour to frickin' shit, take a piss, have a cigarette, have a sandwich, and stretch his legs before he's working again. And like, you're standing there like, oh, well, here's my cauliflower and here's my broccoli. They're not the same. They're similar. This is my, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's awful.
Yeah.
Not to mention in our supermarket, it's all like kids in there. So like the cash register is already slow.
That's only in the evenings.
Yeah, that's fair.
Which I don't go in the evenings. I hardly go at all.
You know
all
what?
Anymore.
I've been completely spoiled with this quarantine as well, because like it's made me have a new appreciation for self-checkout. I love self-checkout.
I do and I don't. I have a weird thing about it, and it's probably not.
Why don't you use self-checkout?
Well,
I feel like there's a story related to this.
No, there's no story. I don't know. I'm like torn between the argument, which is a stupid argument, because I can discredit my own argument easily by saying it takes away jobs, because it doesn't, because they have to employ somebody to make it. But it's like, I don't know. I'm a small town guy. I like personal connection. I like talking to people.
You're going to have a full in-depth heart-to-heart conversation
no,
with your cash.
But like, I just want to say hi. How's it going? How's your day? Like, just thank you very much.
Yeah. What if you get a rude we'll cashier? Doesn't that ruin it for you? Hey, how's it going? How's your day? Awful.
You know,
fuck you.
Like, you know what? No. No, it doesn't, because you should see. I started doing this, like, I don't know, you tell me, two, three years ago. Every time I'm, like, leaving somewhere or, like, leaving something, I always tell people have a wonderful day. And always, always, every single time, it catches people off guard. And they're like, oh, like, thank you so much.
Do you actually use the adjective wonderful?
Every day.
That's an old lady adjective.
Every day. People love it.
Is that an adjective?
I don't know. Wonderful? I don't know what any of those words mean.
Adverb?
I don't know adjective, noun, verb. I don't know what those words mean.
I am Richard. I am man.
Like, it just never stayed in my brain.
Dude, you got to stay woke and learn those adjectives.
Nah.
Nah?
Nah.
Nah, fam.
I speak good.
Let me give you a Toronto slang sentence that somebody sent me once.
Please don't.
I don't. I deleted my Instagram. I don't have it anymore.
I hate Toronto slang. Toronto slang is like the worst.
Hold on. We're going to do this. I'm going to just add Toronto slang in to my Toronto slang sentences. Let's get some going in here. And you tell. Okay. Here's a segment. Okay. So we're going to get some sentences. And you're going to see if you can actually. I'm going to give you words and you tell me what they mean.
I'm not going to know.
It doesn't matter. It's going
to
be funny.
I went to college in Toronto and I don't know.
All right.
You actually found something?
Yeah,
I
found
there's a list?
Oh, yeah. There's a list. Jeez. There's like a dictionary. Okay, ready? Scoop me. Scoop me.
Scoop? Like ice cream scoop?
Yeah, like scoop me.
Scoop me?
What would that mean?
Is that pick me up like with your car?
Yeah. Okay, that's an. Okay. I'm giving you easy
that's
one.
That's an easy one.
I'm giving you easy one. All right. Ready? You ready for this one? Sweeter man.
Sweeter?
Sweeter man. One word. Sweeter man. Like,
is that just like a nice
sweeter,
guy?
Sweeter. Sweeter man.
It's like a nice guy?
This, you want me to give you, is that your, you want to lock in those lyrics?
Lock in those lyrics? I mean lock in that answer?
Yeah.
Sweeter. Like
sweeter,
sweet like candy.
Like sweeter man. Yeah.
Sweeter man. Okay, that's got to be like a nice guy.
This is a term to describe a guy that is smooth with the ladies. He's a sweeter man.
Isn't that what like
normally all guys in Saga fight for the title, but finding an actually sweeter man's there is scarce.
Isn't that what a swooner is?
I guess, yeah.
Like to swoon the ladies?
Yeah.
Okay, so that sweeter man.
All right, you ready
okay,
for
whatever.
This? You ready for the next one? You ready? You're definitely not a sweeter man.
Obviously.
Bean. Like the legume. Like a bean.
Like refried beans. Bean.
Like a bean, yeah. If I called
the
you
fuck?
If I called you a bean.
Is that
it just means you're stupid. The Scarborough version of this is known as bean as.
Who invented this?
If someone is being stupid, just resort to calling them a bean.
Okay, next. I don't even... like, what the fuck?
Okay. All right, you ready? I'm going to say this wrong. Ciati.
Ciati?
Like Cia, like C-Y-A.
Okay.
Ciati.
Is it see you later?
Apparently, this is the female equivalent to a waste man.
And what's a waste man?
And a waste man is someone
acting...
Why
are you saying with like a Jamaican accent?
Because that's how you're supposed to say it. Because that's how all Toronto people just decided that it's half Jamaican. Yo, you're like, a waste man ting, fam.
Isn't like 75% of our country white?
Yeah. But waste man is someone acting lame or shady.
Lame or shady. So what was the word for female again?
Ciati.
Ciati is as a chick acting. Yeah.
For people listening to this in the States, yes, this is what we have to live with every day. People say this stuff. Okay.
Well, everywhere's got their shitty slang, but like I think I personally, maybe just because we're like in the area, in the greater Toronto area, I just think it's the worst in the world.
Okay, so this one's called Low It.
Wait, that was the word?
Low It.
Low It?
Like L-L-O-W, it, two words.
Low It.
Yeah. It's an abbreviation for
is
allow
it. Just
it.
Allow it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why they don't just say allow it. It doesn't add any syllables.
Allow it, allow it. Yeah, it does, it's the same.
It's one syllable, but it's...
I said this the other day. I don't understand why the word for abbreviation is such a fucking long word.
Yeah. And I mean, it's all insults. And it all means the same thing. That's weak. If someone is lame and not up to par with your certain standards, then it's considered weak.
Okay, I know that one. Everyone knows that one though, right?
I mean, I guess, yeah, but bear, if there is something in abundance.
Is that like when I hear
bear shorties?
It's like bear tings, right?
Yeah, there's bear ting. Bear tings.
Wait, that's a lot?
Bear, is there something in abundance? Yeah, if there's bear tings, it means there's a lot of them.
Oh, see, I always thought that meant
yo,
like good.
Come to the bar, there's bear shorties in here.
Oh, I thought that meant good.
No, yeah, it is. There's a lot of them is what they're saying.
So not, I thought it was like they're good things, not
no,
a lot of
there's
things.
There's a lot of things. But a ting is like
next.
A hot girl. That's beat. That one we know.
Is that just like every other slang in the world?
If something is ugly, it's
or
beat.
Not good.
Yeah. I mean, like when you pull up with your cars, I go, yeah, that thing's beat. Let's see. What else? We got more. I had to switch articles. Ali.
I always hear that one. No fucking idea.
Ali is used to replace the expression right. Like if I was like, yo, I got rear-ended the other day. Like my car is fucked. And you go, yeah, that's shit. And I go, Ali, instead of saying right. Why? this is a new page of the article now, and it's specifically for Scarborough.
I don't even want it. Give it to me. I don't want it, but...
Yo. Mandem?
You know, Mandem?
Mandem.
Okay.
You know that. Chilling with my Mandem? You never heard that? It's a descriptor used to refer to a group of male or male friends. Hanging with my Mandem.
So, chilling my boys.
Yeah.
I'm chilling with my boys.
But they said chilling with the Mandem now.
Okay, listen. Santa Claus? All I want for Christmas is Toronto slang to not exist anymore.
I'm skipping all the ones that we know, but this one, zine, S-Z-E-E-N, zine.
I don't know what it is, but I'm gonna tell you what I think it is before you.
Okay. What is it?
I thought it was one of those new like gender words.
Zine.
You know, like there's like the gender words that are like zir.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that's what that was.
No.
Okay, what is it?
Zine is a confirmatory statement to express that something is or has been understood.
So, like,
so
I
here's
understand.
The example. They gave me an example dialogue here. Person one, okay, yo, meet at Fairview in an hour. And then the second person would say, light zine.
What?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't
why
know.
Don't you just say,
okay.
Sounds good.
Okay.
See you there.
I got a new one here. There's not waste mon anymore. It's waste ute.
So that's just shit kid.
It's just somebody that's useless, apparently. You're a waste ute.
Like, ute is youth, right?
Yeah,
like,
I guess. I mean, it's
like,
supposed to
probably
be.
Probably, like, teenager or something.
Sus.
That's from the game, though. Isn't that suspicious?
Yeah, but it's... They made it a thing in the game.
I don't think that's Toronto, though. I don't think that's exclusive.
Sus is used to describe something shady.
That's on, like, every meme.
Mawson. I've been saying that for, like, years.
Mawson's, like chilling.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
I remember that in high school.
Yo, top left. One word.
Is that a hockey term?
No. It's not even a positionary term. It has nothing to do with location or position.
Okay, go
anything.
On.
Top left is used to meaningfully swear by something as the truth. Like, yo, top left, your manicure on point. Yeah. Top left. Top left.
You can't just say honestly.
Are the best.
You can't just say honestly or
not.
Like.
No.
No, truthfully speaking.
I found sweeter mans again. Oh, okay. This will help you a little bit more. Ciati that we were talking about.
Okay, I already forget what it was.
Ciati or whatever the hell it is.
Ciati, what is it again?
Ciati or Ciati. It's the same as ratchet. You don't even know what ratchet means, dude.
Doesn't that mean like a promiscuous person?
It's a female that's characteristically loud, obnoxious, and attention-seeking.
Oh, like trash.
I think it's Ciati's.
It's like the same as the slang trash.
Yeah, basically.
Which I guess is probably...
In a minute.
That's like in some form of time.
Yeah.
It could be a day, it could be a year, it could be a minute.
The example is Abel hasn't been back to the six in a quick minute.
That could mean like 10 months.
I know.
I do know that one.
Not in an actual... It's not a literal minute.
Because sometimes I say it, and the only time I say it is when I mean like an extended amount of time. Like... Oh, I guess that is coming through the mic. That's just the neighbor trying to walk their dog.
That's okay.
Yeah, no, I say a minute like once in a while, but that's usually when I like am talking about like a really long time.
Ooh, okay, here's one. Here's
like
one.
I haven't been to high school in a minute. That's what I'll say.
I haven't been to high school in a hot minute.
Like a spicy minute.
Okay,
like,
but that's from somebody in our group that always says that. In a hot minute.
Who?
You know who. She got a beautiful boyfriend that drives a Volkswagen.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like, new one. Ready? Nizit. Nizit. Or Nizit. N-I-Z-E. It. Nizit. It's another way of saying shut up. What happened to why isn't shut up any good?
See, I don't get slang, man. Slang's supposed to be fast. Like, short versions. Like, quick to the point. Shut the fuck up or shut up is just good enough. Is better than that.
This is the example dialogue they've given. It's absolutely. It's worse than actually hearing what the definition of it is.
I think
okay?
It's just nizzit, by the way.
Person one. Now try to imagine two people actually having this conversation. Person one. Girl, you baconator with a side of onion rings on that ass fried.
Wait. Say that all again. Slowly.
Girl, you baconator with a side of onion rings on that ass fried.
Now that's got to be a compliment because baconators are fucking delicious.
Is he saying, "Girl, you"? Is he saying she's like?
I think it's like a hot ass.
She's like a baconator with a side of onion rings because that ass is fried.
I mean, that's a pretty good combo, though.
But is your ass being fried? Is that a good thing or is it like all fucking?
I think it means hot,
like overcooked and crispy.
Look, you can't have baconator and a negative thing in the same sentence.
I agree with that, but like, if I walked up to my girlfriend and said, "Yo, your ass is looking fried," I'd probably get slapped.
Yeah, but if you said the first part,
girl, you
look like a baconator with a side of onion.
Not
rings.
You look like it's girl, you baconator with a side of onion rings on that ass fried. That's the line. If I walked up to you and said,
I ever have kids, I'm not living in Toronto.
If I ever said to you, Richard, you baconator with a side of onion rings on that ass fried, what would you would be like, are you having a stroke?
Probably.
Yeah. And then the response to that is, nizzit. It's like learning a new language.
It's literally like more difficult than Klingon.
It's not English anymore.
Like, I'd rather learn Klingon from Star Trek than this. I don't even know if that, like, I don't even know what Klingon sounds like.
Dime piece, we know.
That's like good.
Oh yeah, she good. She's a dime piece. Yeah. Regulate.
Like regulate something?
Well, I mean, it's an actual word, but it's not what they use it for.
Okay.
So regulate is a verb for holding one's own when faced with someone who's attempting to instigate a fight. Yeah.
So you can't just say, like, holding your own?
No, no, you're not. You're regulating. If you say, like, example, you at the spot, I'll come through and regulate. I don't understand.
Yeah, no. Referee?
What?
Like being a referee?
No,
like I'm trying to.
It's like standing your own ground.
Like
you're regulating.
Holding your own.
Yeah.
I guess you're being a bodyguard.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
I don't know, man. Like, these words are just fucking
back
throwing
me
off.
Why don't you say that instead of saying, yeah, I'll come through, man, and regulate.
You got my back?
Yeah, I'll back you up. Yeah, I got you.
Yo, I got a fight tonight. Can you come support me?
Yeah, I got you.
Like,
that's it. See how easy that is?
Like, or you could just say,
yeah, I think somebody's going to try to kick my ass. Can you come and hang out with me? Yeah, I got you.
Thing is like, okay, people that talk like this, I know that they exist because I've heard them. I went to a college in Toronto. But my question is... if they were in a job interview, would they speak like that still? Like, is it in their brain? Like, just wired there? Like, that is the language they know is to speak in this trashy, ghetto, abbreviated bullshit?
I have no idea.
Or if they sat in an interview, are they going to be like, oh, we see that you have, you went to business school on... between these years at whatever college. And the guy's not going to look back and go, Ali... he's going to be like, yes, sir, I did. Or, like, I don't know.
Oh, I think I lost service. Okay, it's probably time we move on from that anyway, because that's just killing brain cells.
I'm pretty sure there's smoke coming up my ears.
Yeah. Coming up me ears?
Yeah.
What, are you Irish all of a sudden?
A quarter.
Fair enough. I'll give you that.
Exactly.
How much time we got?
We are at just over an hour.
What? Damn.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Wasting people's lives, okay. 1.5 hour at a time.
Let's give this segment a test trial. I'm gonna pull up the parental advisory board for a really screwed up movie, and I'm gonna read through.
You gotta explain what this is because I didn't know, and I'm sure nobody else.
So basically,
knows
what the parental warning of is, on a movie is like. You can go on IMDb, which is like a movie rating, like it's like a critic site kind of thing,
right? While you explain
this,
I'm going to grab a beer. Would you like one or are you stuck
no,
with
I've
that?
No, I've got gin and tonic. So basically what it is you can go onto this website and if your kid says, oh, I want to go watch Jaws, and you say, oh, is that a bad movie? And they go, no, it's not that bad. And then you can go and look this movie up and it's got like all of the scenes that are bad, or it's got like all the sexual scenes and it describes them. So you can say like, oh, like that's kind of bad, but it's not that bad. So yeah, you're fine to watch it. Yeah, that's cool. Like it's basically just gives you like the spark notes of the movie, but only the bad parts.
But like written by moms.
Yeah. Like people will go in there and write like, oh, we watched it. And like, this is a scene that happens. And this is a scene that happens. And this is a scene that happens. Like just in case your kids are going to watch it with you.
All right, pick one.
I think we should do 100 Days of Sodom. 120 Days of Sodom.
Never even heard of it.
It's bad.
What's it about? Give me like a Spark Notes version of the plot.
Let me give you a description.
Before you even read these ones.
In World War II Italy, four fascist libertines round up 9 adolescent boys and girls and subject them to 120 days of physical, mental, and sexual torture.
This is a movie.
Yes.
About a real thing?
Yep.
Wow, that's heavy.
From 1975.
The movie is from 1975 or the
movie,
actual story is?
The movie is from 1975.
So what is the story from, like, World War II?
World War II. It just said World War II Italy, right?
Well, I heard you say fascist in Italy at the same time, but...
Where's the parental
that,
guide
I guess
here?
Puts, that probably it dates it to World War II.
Storyline. Did you? Parents guide. See all. Okay. Sex and nudity. Severe is the rating that they gave us, but... I don't know if we should read. Should we do this? All right, I'll read a couple.
You can
read
be
a couple.
The judge of censoring
I'll read
yourself.
A couple. I'll read a couple. Every sexual act imaginable is shown or talked about graphically at one time or another, but usually without showing direct sexual contact.
So, like,
including sodomy, coprophilia, transvestism, S&M, rape, and masturbation. This is what people were watching in the 70s.
I mean, that does sound pretty heavy.
That's, yeah.
I've never seen it, but I kind of don't want to.
I don't want
to
watch this.
It'd probably be a big wake-up call to watch a movie like that.
Two men have interrelations with each other in a dark room, and we see the top man's buttocks during the scene. That's not that bad. That's like a normal movie these days.
Yeah, but things,
Fifty Shades was worse
than
that.
Things were visually cleaner. Because
what do you mean they're visually?
Like, cinema was a bit more of a like a high-end thing. Like, you didn't just wear sweatpants to the cinema. I mean, maybe in the 70s. I don't know what that was like, but like original days. So I guess they gotten dirtier as the years have gone on.
A man and a woman are briefly seen having relations together, and they are both killed on camera for having normal sex.
Okay, that's heavy.
Should we go to the violence and gore or the profanity?
I mean, you be the judge.
This is a weird segment.
It is.
I think this is just a bad movie
pick. I don't think you should do that movie. Like, if you pick something common, like The Hangover, but didn't tell people, like, where you guess it, say, like,
let's do that.
And tell me
I'm
going to
pick a movie,
of it, like,
and I'm going to give you some scenes.
And then I'll try and guess.
Okay.
And keep in mind, I don't know a lot of movies. It's got to be something common.
Okay, you'll know. I hope you, if you don't know this one, we're going to have a whole new problem here.
Oh, jeez, I hope I know it.
Okay, so this one, sex and nudity. This is based on mild sex and nudity, okay?
Okay.
Some women lift their shirts so they can have their breasts signed. Main female character also lifts her shirt to show her breasts.
This is Talladega Nights.
You're rude. How did you get it so quickly?
Because it's like one of my favorite movies. And that's one I even suggested to you the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was like, y'all pick this one.
That's why it came into my mind. I was going to see if you could guess it. All right, let me think
of another
one.
That's like the very beginning of a movie.
Let me think of another one. Does it have to be like a crude movie or just any movie?
Something that has poor descriptors to try and guess it.
You're going to have to guess this. Ready? Okay. Violence and gore.
Okay.
Sure. This one gives it away, though.
Paraphrase.
Depictions of violence tend to involve laser gun shootings, massive explosions, sword fights, and giant alien monster attacks.
This is Star Wars.
Which Star Wars?
You gotta give me a bit more. Say it again.
Hell is used mildly throughout. Oh, the seasons. This is. What do you mean seasons? What is this? What did
I
pick?
It's a TV show then.
Did I pick the I picked the
Clone Wars?
I did.
You're not going to get much past me when you get Star Wars stuff.
Well, you're making this difficult. I'm going to, you know what? Next time.
Think of some good ones.
Next time, I'm gonna get you.
Try and go for things you know I've seen, but not things that I'm like a huge fan of. Like Star Wars, bad move. Lord of the Rings, bad move. I'm going to get them.
Okay.
Unless it's a really bad description.
I'm going to try one more. Okay. A man discusses what type of porn he likes to look at and what websites he subscribes to. And then he also talks about fetishes.
Part of me wants to say 40-year-old virgin.
One character gets hit by a car on two separate occasions. One character gets pistol whipped. Profanity is
Batman?
Profanity, no. Profanity is raked
that.
At severe. It says nonstop profanity. And the word fuck is used 190
times. 190
times.
Mm-hmm. So that's got to be the giveaway right there. Say them all again.
What do you mean? I got more. Alcohol, drugs, and smoking. Is it severe as well? Two police officers smoke a lot of cigarettes. Three teens shotgun cans of beer.
Is this super bad?
It is super bad.
Okay. Once you said three teens, that was it. The cops was leading me towards it, but once you said three teens, that was it.
God damn.
I haven't seen that movie in time, though.
That's a good-ass movie.
That was gonna be a tough one for me.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, you've seen that a few times.
I've seen that, yeah. More times than I'd like to admit. Same with Step Brothers. I've seen that movie way too many times. So good, though. It's so good. Beer break. There you go.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not like a big movie guy. Like some people,
you're more
just
of a series guy.
Yeah. Like right now, I've taken it upon myself, and I don't quite know why, but it's been a good adventure for me. I'm watching all Star Wars, like on like films, so like TV shows and movies in chronological order.
Oh God.
There's an Excel spreadsheet.
Have you done the Marvel marathon?
No, because I haven't seen all the Marvel movies. I haven't seen all the Thors. I haven't seen... I don't even know which Hulk is canon in the Marvel universe. Because there's like three Hulk movies.
Not the one with Eric Bana. The one with Mark Ruffalo.
Was there just a Hulk movie with him? Because I thought he wasn't the Hulk. I thought he was only the Hulk in the movies.
He's only the Hulk in the movies. Yeah, the actual Hulk movie is Eric Bana.
Okay.
I don't know if they made a Mark Ruffalo one.
I don't think they did. I don't know why they switched.
He's sick, though. He's hilarious.
Which one? Mark Ruffalo?
Mark Ruffalo. Eric Bana is more like that serious guy.
Can you remember what he looks like?
Eric Bana or Mark Ruffalo?
Eric Bana.
Eric Bana? He's Hector from Gladiator. You haven't seen that?
Not in time. Not in a minute.
In a hot minute.
Like 10 years minute.
Yo, you finna get slapped, boy. We're either going to have a lot of listeners from Scarborough, or we're going to get a lot of people giving us death threats from Scarborough. But either way, that place is the unwiped asshole is Scarborough, and then it's just like the armpit is...
She's going to offend everybody, eh?
I used to hang out in Keswick, like, often. I had a bunch of really good friends in Keswick. But, like, it's messed up. Like, I was only hanging out in Keswick, like, regularly. And, like, throughout that, like... there was a few times where groups of the guys we hung out with got jumped on their way back from the bar.
Not a family town.
No, it's like, it's, I don't know, unless it's, I was just hanging out in the bad area of Keswick. But like,
every place has got their bad area, so you must have been based on what you're saying. Like, I don't know.
It looked nice, though. Driving around there, it looked like a normal, nice subdivision. It was just like a nice place.
Plus, right by the lake.
It is. They have their own beach.
Yeah, so that's got to be a nice area.
It was nice.
So... Nah, I don't venture.
I know you don't. You don't ever leave this town.
Oh, I leave this town, but I don't go like close. I go like hours away.
Yeah.
Mostly for like work, but I don't know. Not a big like.
Yeah, so you were forced to leave.
I'm not a big adventure guy. I'm a homebody.
You're a homebody.
But I also like small towns.
You don't want to go portaging?
I'll go to small towns. I love going to small towns. I just won't go to
because I remember specifically in high school your plan to have a camping trip at your cottage. And everybody had to leave their phones in the cottage for the entirety of the trip.
Yeah, that wasn't a good sales pitch.
It was a technologically absent trip.
Yeah, nobody wanted that.
No, everyone was like, no, because if like somebody gets hurt, we're fucked.
No, I didn't say no phones. I said like one for emergency purposes, but like let's like have a weekend to ourselves, no tech, and just enjoy like outdoors. And
I mean, if you go normal camping, like for the most part, you're occupied enough to not ever need to touch your phone.
Like... the thing is, like, when you sell it to someone like that, like, let's go to my cottage, let's go camping, people are like, eh. But once you say, like, let's go to Algonquin, people are like, what?
There's stuff to do.
If you go to a campsite, it's the same as making your own campsite.
Yeah, but then you go on hikes through, like, this lush greenery and, like,
so, yeah,
these
like
cliffs and stuff.
Cleaned up trails and shit. I do like Algonquin.
I've driven through it.
I've been a few times just this summer.
I've driven through it, but I've never stayed there.
I've never stayed in like the park, like at the campsites.
Yeah, I've driven through it and it was gorgeous. Like it was awesome.
It's a nice drive.
It's really really nice.
Very nice drive. And they like redid all the roads up there.
Did they redo them?
Like all the roads are like nice paved. There's a few pothole spots, but like overall,
the last time I drove through
it, is it Highway 60 that's like the main road that goes across?
I thought it was Trans Canada, isn't it?
Well, Trans Canada is like 400.
Yeah,
and then I don't really know the exact. It has like multiple paths.
It branches off into Highway 11 and the 400 still doesn't or something when you're going to your cottage.
Well, you go up when you go through like Barry. It splits.
Yeah, what is it? Split?
I believe the 400 when you're going. Well, we're looking at each other opposite directions.
The 400 goes to Aurelia.
No, that's 11.
Oh, is it 11?
400 goes like up to like Parry Sound.
Oh, and Aurelia. Okay.
And then it goes up to Is it Sudbury?
And goes through North Bay and shit.
Yeah, that's TransCanada.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if 11's part of it because it ventures off in different places.
Yeah, I know
TransCanada.
Anyways, yeah.
It's like a highway. It's like Highway 60 or something, and it's like a nice, nice drive.
Oh, it's super nice. We don't have shit
nice
like that
here.
Nice
clean road, all nature, like
here we
no
have
garbage,
six lanes of
no
pavement
buildings.
And garbage on the other side.
At night, that's a dangerous drive, though. Like,
the
you never know.
Yeah, the animals.
No, no, I'm talking about, like, Algonquin.
Yeah, moose and shit everywhere.
Fuck. People die from moose up there.
No, I know.
Like, and people speed because no one else drives on that road. Like, you're alone.
Yeah, I know. People think, oh, yeah, well, there's not going to be a cop out here in the middle of the wilderness. And then all of a sudden, moose.
Yeah.
It's like hitting a building.
Yeah, moose runs away, your car's broken.
Yeah, most of the time they survive. A deer is one thing because you'll hit it, like, in the actual body. But a moose, you're just going to sweep its legs.
Yeah.
It's going to crush your car and then get up and leave.
Yeah, basically. They're fucking huge.
I mean,
they look like such, like, angelic
they don't
creatures
look,
in the nature. Like, they don't look as big as they are when you watch it prancing through the woods. And you're
like, when you see, like,
how does it navigate?
When I'm watching National
antlers?
Geographic at 4 a.m, like, enjoying my McDonald's or something in bed, no, obviously, no influence of any other substance. But you see them and you're like, yeah, that's a, you can see it being
that's
like
a pretty animal.
You can see it being like a deer size. But then when you see one in person, it's like taller than your car and you're like,
taller than you?
Like, a lot taller than you. They're like, huge.
Yeah, they're like the big boys.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Big boys. But they just like prance through the wilderness.
That's a big boy.
They prance through the wilderness. Like, it looks like they're floating, and then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, but if that thing wanted to, it would just run through me.
Like, quite literally through you.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Your head would be over there.
You know
there.
Their antlers shed? Mm-hmm. That's so weird.
Yeah, same with deer and other.
Does it look like, it doesn't look like they have skin over their antlers. But it's like
you
tissue
see like a
inside.
Nub. Well, antlers are like, I'm going to get this slightly
I think
wrong.
It's the closest thing to us is like teeth, isn't it? Kind of. Like, they have nerve endings and shit through it.
It's like hair. It's like super dense, like hair.
I know a rhino horn is super dense hair.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's ivory. And I don't
you're
think.
You're thinking of elephant.
Yeah, but no, the nose, the horn.
Elephant tusks are ivory.
Yeah, so is the horn of, what's it called? It's called rhino ivory.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. They're very similar to tusks.
Oh.
But I don't think
Are we both sounding dumb right now? Because I feel like that's
wrong.
We
both are dumb.
Okay.
That's why they have to, what's it called? They have to cut off the horns of rhinos. Because
they don't
like,
have to. Poachers
well,
do that.
That's what, no, but that's what people are doing is they're taking the horns off of rhinos so that the poachers don't kill them for the horn.
Right. Yeah.
They're just letting them live without their horn.
I believe you're correct on that one because
that
people
one is.
Like
I've seen
literally
pictures.
Try and kill them to get their horns because there's like a myth that it makes you like horny or something.
They do a lot of stuff, not just horny. Like, they use it in like medicines and shit. Like, they think they have some like sacred power.
Like, but it's not real. Like, people do that because they think it works,
well,
but it doesn't actually work.
And it's like an oyster. Do you think does an oyster make you horny when you eat it, or do you just eat it and go, "That's a good oyster"?
Wait, that's a thing.
Oysters
people
are,
think that?
Are an enormous aphrodisiac, apparently. So are mushrooms.
I forget why we got there.
I don't know why we did it, but
trying to like step back here for a second and remember where, anyways.
I don't remember where I was going with it at all. I just had to keep going at that point. I committed. We're not good at this whole thing.
I'm not good at like my short term memory. I already forget at half of the things we talked about.
Of course you did.
And I'm going to listen to this later on when I make sure that it's, let's say, pure.
Pure?
Friendly.
Oh, my God.
And it's funny because, like, I know that there are people that do podcasts out there that specifically do things without fact-checking, and they sound stupid. And they probably know after that they're stupid, but they just roll with it.
Yeah.
And they know better, but in the moment they're just like lost. And for me, I don't yet have the confidence to be that dumb publicly.
I think that's the beauty of our podcast is we don't really know what's going on, but we just keep going with it.
I'll fact check if I need to. If someone's like, "Listen, this is just
a no, this is the thing,"
I'm gonna be like, "Okay, well, just give me a sec here."
I used to do that quite often, actually. I would like just come out of the gate with something that I was not quite sure that it was correct or not, but I would argue it tooth and nail and then get proven wrong and feel shitty about myself.
When it comes to topics of like something that's important, like controversial maybe, or like or something that could like potentially like hurt someone's feelings or something, I make sure that I'm at least right.
Yeah.
So I'll Google it.
Yeah.
But for the stuff we've been talking about, it doesn't fucking matter.
Well, because we're not name dropping and we're good.
And we're literally saying we're stupid and we don't know any better.
Yeah. We're just harmless. We're harmless. To the people listening, we're completely harmless. We're just two guys completely bored with ourselves. And we're like, you know what?
We're harmless on a bad day.
We're great at being stupid together. So let's just show everybody how dumb we are.
So we're almost done.
We're almost done. I've got an outro song too for us.
All right.
Is this going to go up on SoundCloud, Mr. Richard?
We'll see when I listen to it, because the last time I thought it was good, and then I sat down and I was like, never mind. But this was a lot more organized.
This is more organized, I think. I definitely don't have as much like ADHD going on.
You've cleaned up, and I like
it. We stuck to topics. Well, I was conscious of it, because like,
yeah.
And like I was telling you before we started recording, like that episode 0.1 is the reason I'm actually going to go like...
And like get someone to look at you.
Yeah. because that was too much talking.
It was too much talking.
I'm always like that.
Always.
So maybe I'm just a little bit special.
You know what? You probably don't need to do anything about it. Except for
at this
what
point.
We're doing, just like listen to yourself again, and just like that's what I. That's part of the reason I want to do this. I want to make sure that like when I listen back to myself, I know like the way I'm talking, the way I present myself.
If we didn't have to drive, and you were able to actually have like 6 or 7 beers, like you would be like that too, because that's how you do get.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. But I'm just like that all the
time.
Wait
for the summer.
I can't. Oh, my God.
Like,
you know what?
We lost summer this year.
I had this conversation with, I think, I don't know. I don't remember if it was a coworker or if it was my girlfriend. But I had the whole conversation with, like, I would rather, and I don't know what I was thinking, but I said I would rather be cold than hot. Because in the cold, you can put on layers. But when you're hot.
You can only take off so many.
Exactly.
I agree with that.
But now that it's cold again. I want it to be hot.
But you're that's a black and white statement, right? You're saying cold and hot. That could be like anywhere from like,
I mean, like
20 degrees and up is hot and 20
I'm saying
degrees
like
lower is cold.
Negative 30 or plus 30?
Plus 30.
You would take plus 30?
Yeah, unless I'm working.
But would you want to work in negative 30?
I don't know. Not really.
Yeah.
No.
So I mean like, I know comfortable human temperature scientifically is 24 degrees Celsius.
Roughly.
Roughly 24 degrees Celsius. That's comfortable. But that's like, I don't know if they're assuming that's fully clothed or if that's like ass naked.
No, that's like in whatever you're comfortable in. That's a very, very subjective.
Because
women also need it to be like at least 2 degrees warmer. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, because they keep all their shit hotter because it needs to function.
You actually learn that in HVAC school. They tell you that. They're like,
in HVAC school.
Like men need it like 2 degrees colder than women. I don't really know. They didn't explain why. They just said that this is a thing. Be mindful of it as you do shit in your future.
Fair enough.
If I was to, you know, be smart about my life and pursue something like that.
You've got career ADD.
Yeah, you know what? Like, life's too short.
I mean,
you
got a good gig now.
I'm happy.
I actually...
And that's important.
I applied for a position at Universal Music, and that'll be dope. That'll be dope if I get it.
That'd be cool.
It would be.
Yeah, I wouldn't...
Then you
could
send me your mixtapes. And I would get nowhere because I'd just be like a contract intern.
Yeah, no, I think life's too short to like, you know, HVAC would be a good career, but I don't think
I'd be
happy.
You'd be making good money, but it wouldn't be something you wanted to do.
No.
That's where I'm at. Like, I'm making good money, but I got to find what I really want to do.
Happiness first. That's like, when it comes to career and your future, that's got to be your focus. You can find a job that makes like average pay and get by in life. As long as you're a bit stingy and monitor your spending.
This is how corny I was trying to get this job too. My cover letter, I closed it with a quote.
Oh no, you lost the job.
No, because it's artistic, right?
Oh, okay.
My last sentence of the cover letter was, and as Mark Anthony once said, if you find something you love to do, you'll never work a day in your life. That's how I closed it. Okay. But that is a good quote.
It is.
Because
that's
like
absolutely a good quote.
If you were like what's something you really like to do?
If we could do this and make a living wage.
Dude, I would do this shit.
This would be great.
I'd be pumping out 4 episodes a day.
Easily. And just getting anyone, like fucking Joe Rogan that shit up.
Dude, Joe Rogan, come on our show.
Joe Rogan is like, he's a busy guy. Don't get me wrong. He probably works twice as hard as anyone you'll ever meet in your life.
Oh, absolutely.
But
come on our show.
I've never seen that guy not happy in any of his interviews and in any of his.
Look at Howard Stern.
I don't ever watch him or listen to
you
him.
You never. It's definitely an adult show, but
yeah, I know he's a vulgar fella.
It's awesome.
But like when you see guys like Joe Rogan,
and he's
who
got
does like three episodes
voice.
A day, and he's always in a good mood. I'm sure he's got his moments, but like
I don't follow Joe Rogan too much.
He does like two episodes a day, plus he does commentary and training, and for like
is
UFC
he still
guys.
Doing UFC stuff?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So that guy, like, he's doing everything he loves. Mm-hmm. He's talking to new people every day. Yeah, I could do this.
Okay, here's something I was having a conversation with at work too, and this is we'll close off on this topic. Okay,
sure.
Take somebody like huge, like very like picture like The Rock,
sure,
or like
big,
or Jason Momoa, like a big, right, muscular, scary guy. Would he be any less intimidating wearing like a dress?
Absolutely.
If he was sprinting,
100%,
sprinting at you. In like a nice flowy sundress.
I'd be scared in a different way. I wouldn't be scared because he's a manly man about to kill me. I'd be scared because I think he's a psycho.
See, but that now that's another reason we're going to get freaking attacked. Why does that make him a psycho that he wants to wear a dress?
It's not that. I didn't say it makes him a psycho that he wants to wear a dress. Seeing a guy who's like 250 all muscle running at you wearing a dress is a little bit weird.
It is definitely bizarre.
Like, if he's running, it makes less sense than a guy running at you with, like,
if
just
was,
who's muscular, with a leather jacket or something. Like, that's scary. That's, like,
and I guess that
imagine
comes back
like
to gender
Vin
rules kind of thing. Vin Diesel's a fat dad now.
Okay,
he's just, like,
whatever he is now, but if back in his primo days of Fast and the Furious, if he started running at me, I would shit myself. But if he was running at me with a dress, I would be scared. In a different way.
That he was getting, like, because you know it's Vin Diesel or because.
I'm not saying specifically Vin Diesel. I'm saying a guy that has, like, that stature, like a big, strong guy.
Fair enough.
It would just be like. I'd be almost scared for my.
I would be just as intimidated. I'd be like, that guy could crush me with his pinkies.
Yeah, I'd be scared in a different way. I wouldn't be scared of him as, like, a strong man about to kick my ass. I'd be scared in a very uncomfortable way, and I can't really describe it because I don't really know what I mean. But
oh
I wouldn't
God.
Be the same scared. Like, if I had two guys running at me in opposite directions, and one guy was wearing a dress, and another guy was just, like, a strong, burly guy, and they both looked like they were angry at me in the same facial expression, I'd run away from the big, manly-looking dude first.
Yeah, fair enough. Because you think the guy has, like, ego issues, and he's a
I
big,
think he's
tough
actually
going
to hurt me, whereas the guy in the dress is just being weird.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, people might be mad at that if we post this one, but whatever. What do you...
It's our outro music.
Is this
music.
Just lo-fi?
Yeah. I thought you liked lo-fi.
I'm guilty for loving lo-fi.
Are we plugging socials this time or no?
I don't know. We've changed it up, both of us.
Yeah.
You told me you changed yours, and the
I deleted
same
mine,
day
yeah.
I was like, I watched the Minimalist movie, and I just... That's for another time,
you know,
though. That's for another time.
Yeah. Okay. So we're not going to plug socials, but if you're one of the people that are lucky enough to be able to hear this... 0.2 pilot
we'll,
episode.
We'll link our socials in the description if we post it, and if people want to follow us, sure, but I don't think it would be anyone that's not already following us.
We are going to work on, I don't know if it's going to be me or a team effort running the social for this page, but we are going to make a podcast socials as well, and you guys can follow us up on that.
Once we're ready to.
This way you know when our episodes are coming out and what kind of stuff we've been working on. And other than that, yeah, if you're lucky enough to be one of the people that get to hear this, congratulations. We're sorry, and hope you enjoyed it.
Don't ever apologize.
If you know us, well, if you're listening to this, you probably do know us. If you got any suggestions or things you want to hear on the show or things you don't want to hear on the show, like, hit us up. Let us
slide
know.
Slide in DMs. Just tell us what you like.
Yeah.
We want to know. We don't want to just be nonsense for us. We want to be nonsense for everyone.
We're communal nonsense.
We want to share the nonsense.
Organized chaos. And
yeah.
With that...
I'd say that's a cheers moment.
Cheers.
Adios. No one can hear that, but we just cheersed.
And have a good night.